To the Auckland mayoralty now. There are 9 wannabes contesting to be the mayor of Auckland this October. We've heard from a lot of them, from FSO Collins, Viv Beck and Leo Malloy. But what about the rest? Jonty Dine reports.
Among the candidates are an engineer, an animal rights activist, a criminal lawyer, a former jockey, and the man who manufactured the infamous Muldoon piggy bank. Michael Morris says for too long, animals have been left out of the political conversation.
I'm the only candidate, as far as I'm aware, who is representing the 150 million land animals and 300 million sea animals being killed in nasty ways in New Zealand every year.
He wants to put an end to factory farming and steer society towards a plant-based economy. When not fighting for animal welfare, he can often be found stargazing.
You know, that sort of thing gets me thinking about how vast our universe is and how incredibly lucky we are to have a planet that we can all live on and that is so beautiful.
Ted Johnson is co-leader of what he describes as the New Conservative Party. A criminal barrister in South Auckland for 30 years, he's concerned current policies, including removal of some CBD parking and proposed congestion tax, go against the needs of Aucklanders.
Trust Ted. Let me get the job done. Let the council be invisible, that you don't have to worry about us because you know we're getting the job done.
A Samoan Kiwi, Ted Johnston says the New Conservative Party no longer sits on the far right of the spectrum. It's centrist.
We're not interested in anybody ruling us Auckland for Auckland, that's what I say.
Avid motorsport fan, gamer and DIY aficionado Craig Lord is confident of his chances after a strong showing in 2019 where he picked up 8% of the vote. He says his day job makes him the right choice.
Well, I'm definitely not a bureaucrat or a university graduate or former politician. I'm actually a diagnostic and maintenance engineer. So my job was to be called in to fix things.
Craig Law describes the council's finances as basically broke, and if elected, he says he'd make responsible spending a priority. John Lemon says the city is in a sorry and sad state, though it can be fixed. The man behind one of the biggest selling novelty items in New Zealand history, the Muldoon piggy bank, says Auckland is becoming a lawless, unsafe slum.
When I looked at the candidates, I was not impressed at all with the current candidate. That's one of the things that sort of stirred me on more than anything else. I thought, well, you know, if this is the best that are going to put their hand up, we're in bad shape, basically.
Businessman and restaurateur Leo Malloy has been in the public eye. Formerly a jockey, veterinarian and the owner of Headquarters Bar, he says real-world experience is what separates him from the other candidates. He says his Auckland comeback plan addresses safety, transport and cost of living.
The opportunity that I'm offering Auckland is a chance to make a choice if they want change. If Auckland is happy with the status quo, if Auckland believes that we've been performing to our maximum capacity, if Auckland doesn't want to be activated, then they should not consider voting for me. I think the city's ready for someone like me.
The final list of candidates will be announced on August the 17th, with voting getting underway on the 16th of September. The new mayor will be announced in mid-October.